It's a fact. I think many, hundreds and thousands of born-again believers in India will rethink about this issue and get out of this mindset of being a Christian. You should be walking towards the church building and, as you said exactly, to be wearing the sheep's cloth on Sunday morning and again come back and...
One of the exciting things we're seeing, Dave, is that many traditional churches are recognizing this need as well.
Yes.
And I think that's why we're seeing many traditional churches saying, okay, we're going to meet every Sunday, but during the week, we want you to have a home fellowship. Something where you will get the gospel into your home so that that deeper level of discipleship, where you're not just passively hearing the word, you're discussing it, you're grappling with it, you're applying it to your everyday life. That sort of thing is starting to happen as churches take on many of the characteristics of church planting movements while retaining their traditional church buildings.
Yes, I think it's both. Like, we are not... condemning or negative about certain the beauty of traditional churches, but the question is, the traditional churches have become so stagnant. I think through this new paradigm of the church planting movement, which you have initiated through this book, will revolutionize the thinking pattern of a mediocre Christian, and he or she will rethink about everything and commit their lives to be an effective, dynamic dynamic participants in the church planting movements in these countries.
Well, I hope so.
And I'm looking forward and have a vision like in the days to come and years and months, we will have millions and millions of people will come to the saving grace and be part of the kingdom and celebrating community to exalt Christ and imitate Him in our life. And truly, in this land, the people will see the light shining.